The Pocahontas County Drama Workshop will be presenting a play at the Opera House in Marlinton at 8 p.m. on Friday, May the 19th and Saturday, May the 20th. Tickets will be available at the door and will cost $10. In addition, the public is invited to attend a free dress rehearsal preview on Thursday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Eric Fritshuis, a writer, actor, and director from Greenbrier County, is the director of this play, and he tells our listeners about the play and provides a brief overview of each of the five characters you will meet in this production.
I'm directing a play for the Pocahontas County Opera House in May called The People at the Edge of Town by a West Virginia playwright named A.J. DeLauder. The People at the Edge of Town is about a lady named Ruth Eberhardt who has made a success of herself, become a businesswoman in Pittsburgh, and returns to a small town in West Virginia called Constance to become the interim mayor. She does this after the father of her best friend has to resign as mayor due to illness. Nick McGarrity, her best friend, is on the city council. He owns a local gas station as well, and he welcomes her in as the new mayor, and he quickly discovers that she has an agenda in her return to Constance, and that includes getting rid of a trailer park that is situated at the edge of town. She has some very personal reasons for wanting to do this, including the fact that a couple of people live there who she feels contributed to the death of her mother, but she's willing to go to some pretty underhanded places in order to accomplish this. So right away we see our main character is a bit flawed, and we come to meet a number of other flawed people during the course of the play. Another is Lawrence Mayfield, one of her allies, who's another councilman who owns an antique shop on the other side of town. And they've both kind of teamed up in order to plan how they're going to do this. Nick, meanwhile, is a bit conflicted about this because the people that live in that trailer park are his main source of income because he owns the gas station directly across the road from it. So he's not exactly one of her allies. We also have Lawrence's ex-wife, whose name is Agnes, who serves as something of a narrator for the play, but she also appears within the play itself, and she has a unique mental condition that stems from a tragedy in her past that becomes a factor during the course of this play, and also becomes a factor in whether or not Ruth is going to be able to accomplish her goals. The last character in this five-person play is named Chrissy Steringer, and she's the manager of this trailer park. She also happens to have been Ruth's best friend from high school, and they haven't been speaking in several years. But there's definitely a lot of history there. Chrissy has a definite interest in how Ruth's plans are going to play out because this is going to affect not only her and her family there in the trailer park, but the many other families that live there as well, who've done nothing more than commit the crime of being, as Chrissy calls it, dirt poor. So she becomes kind of the moral center of this play. We also learn that there are family secrets that are involved, and those tend to come out in our lives, and they definitely come out during the course of this play. So, as Chrissy once points out during the play, nothing's cut and dried. You may think you know who the heroes are as the play starts, and you quickly find that they're a little bit more villainous than we might normally expect, and some of the villains are a little bit more heroic than we expect. Nothing is cut and dried during the course of this, but we get to take a journey with these five characters.
The cast of the five characters in the play are: Ruth Eberhardt is played by Charlie McKee Hughes, an actress with lots of college and community theater experience. Chrissy Steringer is played by Rhonda Pritt, a former Miss Pocahontas. Nick McGarrity is played by Chris Curry, a resident of Pocahontas County. Lawrence Mayfield is played by AMR's own Dwayne Kennison. And Agnes Engel is played by another Pocahontas County resident and experienced drama workshop actress, Arla Ralston. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.